understand. No.
All right. And if you wanted to pour something into a small mouth container, what do you put down in there so you won't spill it all?
Salt.
And if you wanted to urge your horses to go faster when you're riding them in a button, what would you use?
A whip or a rope whip.
And now, what about for oxen and mules and things like that?
You still use a whip or hit them. Well, most of the time the ropes, you know, they were harnessed up with a rope and you'd hit them with a rope. Now, down here, people never did use whips. Now, they might have in the mule and buggy days, but I've never known anyone that had a whip. They would just hit them with a rope, you know, where they were harnessed
up. Did they tie the rope in any special way or just use it?
So you held it in your hand like this.
Now, do you call those things that you hold in your hand?
The ropes.
Right.
And then you would, you know, hit them with that rope.
Well, if you went to the store and you bought some fruit,
mm-hmm.
What would the grocer put it in?
A sack.
And what's this sack?
That's paper.
Is that where you?
Paper.
All right. And now what is like a fairly large quantity of sugar packaged in, like 50 pounds of flour or something like that?
Sack. Sugar sack.
And if you had, what would you call it, kind of bag or sack the potatoes are shipped in? A real big one.
A croaker sack or burlap sack.
And what would you call the amount of corn that you might take to the mill at one time to be ground up?
A bushel.
Well, is there another thing? I mean, how much is, have you ever heard it called anything else before, another quantity? Is that how much corn you take to the mill to be ground at one time?
Well, you could take more than that because they measure it and you pay for it by the bushel. But you would grind up as much as, you know, get off as much as you could off the cob to take.
Well, how much would an armful load be?
You wouldn't take an armload full.
Well, now how much would this be?
A turn. Our load.
All right, now what's the turn?
All you can bring in your arms. It's been a long time since I'd even forgotten that phrase. But a turn is all you can. I can remember Mama saying occasionally, go get a turn of wood, but that meant, you know, just to go get all you can bring in your arms.
If I had my arms, if I had this much, I'd have an arm.
Full.
All right. And if the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to put in a new
bulb.
All right. And when you carry the washing out to hang it up in the line, you carry it out in a clothes
basket.
And what do nails come in?
Keg.
And around a barrel.
But you can hardly get those kegs. They're antiques. People are looking for those. Beg pardon?
Oh, excuse me. That's interesting. I didn't know that. How big are they? What size are they?
Oh, they're about this big and about this big around. You can hardly find them now.
A foot by 2.5 feet?
Yeah.
Too big.
Now, there's two sizes of those kegs that I have seen.
Well, around the barrel, what is the metal thing that holds the wood in place? There's one at the top and one.
It's been so long since I've heard that. Metal stripping.
Have you ever heard it called anything else?
That's
a hoop.
Hoop.
Is that something you would hear sometimes?
Yeah, the hoops. Yeah, I've heard they say that hoops around the cat.